This is WSIU in Focus. As we turn our attention to the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, our plans often include getting outside. Many people celebrate summer by mountain biking. And even though Southern Illinois does not have mountains in the traditional sense, one recent SIU graduate is working to make mountain biking available to this area.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing about Southern Illinois is folks think about mountain biking and think that it should take place in the mountains, but our environment here is really perfect for this sport.
That's the voice of...
I'm Isaiah Tanner. I'm a graduate student at SIU in the Outdoor Recreation Resource Admin Program.
And actually, since this was recorded back on Thursday, May the 10th, Isaiah is no longer a student, but now has a master's degree from SIU Carbondale. Tell people where we are standing right now.
We are at Touch of Nature. We're near Camp 1, and so that's one part of our campus. It's more to the north, right off the side of the road, and we're looking out into the woods that have turned green in almost the last week, it feels like. Beautiful rolling hills down into kind of a gully, and this is the start of our trail system right here off the road, so we're looking at the start of the flag line.
We have just walked, I'd say, about 50 yards, kind of a winding trail, and it's delineated by these orange flags. Who actually chose the path to build this trail? You and I guess some of your co-workers?
Yeah, I'll have to give a shout out to Molly Maxwell. She was the last graduate student that worked on this project, and so we've spent the better part of the last 2 years planning this out, looking at maps, and actually coming out here and doing the measurements. So this has been a collaboration with her and also with some of our community partners.
Earlier, I didn't have my recorder going. I asked you, have you had a lot of input for your May 26 mountain bike trail building? Tell me about that.
So we have partnerships with a few different organizations locally. One of them that's been really great is the Bike Surgeon. They've been working with us from the start, and I'll give a shout out to Patrick.
Please.
Really, you know, great folks over there. They do great work, but they're also invested in providing these kinds of opportunities for the community. They really just want to see anything to do with bicycles take off. And so they've been coming out and helping with the planning. They help us flow test trail, do measurements. I mean, they get out here with their bikes, their tools, and not only the Bike Surgeon, but also community members. So we've had community members come out that have no interest in mountain biking. They are,
really?
They just want to help. They want to see something good happen for the community, and they want to get some time in nature.
And on May the 26th, you are asking people to help you and other people build a mountain bike trail here, and we're actually walking on the site where the trail will be. Tell me what you told me when we were in the van earlier. You do the beginning part of the trail last. Why is that?
So we would plug in the last section of the trail will be the beginning, and that's because we want to keep our riders safe. And to do that, if you open the trail up before it's constructed, you get people riding on partially done trail.
Which big liability and...
Right, and they could crash into objects that haven't been cleared yet. So simply put, we do the first part of the trail last, and that's kind of the opening section of the trail.
And the first thing I noticed as we walked on the trail, it is not straight. It's kind of curvy and snaking. That's not by accident, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So this is rolling contour trail, and we do that for a couple of reasons. Nature already has the ideal design, and we want to just imitate that for flow, for our riders, for our hikers, runners. They get a better experience when they feel like they're moving naturally through the environment. But it's also to encourage sheet runoff, and that's basically when water hits the trail, we don't want it to stay on the trail, we want it to flow off. So it minimizes erosion, but it also gives the best experience.
And working on the trail, Isaiah says, you can also experience a sense of our past. When you came out here originally, you didn't start from scratch. So do you think I can say what you're working on, some animals started years ago, you think?
I'd like to think that. We don't have a working collaboration yet. But we could get there. Yeah, it's pretty amazing coming out into these woods. You do find traces of all kinds of activity, from animals to even signs of people that used to live here many years ago. So
really,
We find turtles in the wintertime. We just go ahead and move them a little bit off the trail sections. We've found lots of skeletons, so we've used a piece of animal bone to mark a certain section of trail.
Sure.
You just find all kinds of signs of life out here.
Did I hear you right? You said during the winter you found turtles here?
Yeah, we did. That was last November. We were digging and somebody raked over some leaves and found a turtle.
Just I'll be darned.
Hanging out.
Sometimes I've found like clumps of daffodils just right in the very middle of the woods, and someone told me that could be an old homestead.
Yeah, I've also heard ferns can sometimes indicate that, or other kind of plants that obviously don't belong. We found old homesteads, remains of old homesteads, and there's been other things that we think could be cave paintings and areas like that. And so when we find areas like that, we try to respect the distance and give a good buffer zone between the trail and those objects and artifacts.
Let's go ahead and walk along the trail a little bit now. Yeah. What is the total length of the trail that you want to build for the mountain bikes?
Wow. So we contracted an organization called IMBA, the International Mountain Bike Association, to come out and do a conceptual plan for us. And they proposed more than 30 miles of trail out here.
Goodness.
Which would really be quite an amazing thing. I mean, that would bring people in from all over the nation to Touch of Nature to mountain bike.
So, sure. I wonder if I should call my wife and tell her I'll be home after sunrise. Am I going to be walking 30 miles today?
No, not 30 miles today. So we're just on the very beginning of this project. And so we've got just a small portion of a mile cut so far and prepared. This has been really a huge learning experience for us and for the community members that have been helping. So now we're tooled up, we're ready to go, and any help will speed this thing along.
And as we're walking along the trail, it is fascinating. I see small rootlets of various sizes. Now, will you, like, let's see, I don't see this root right here. Looks like that's attached to something. It's maybe a half inch in diameter. Will you and your team dig that up, or what's the deal on that?
So minimizing our impact is a really important part of this project.
We're trying
to build sustainable trails that have the least impact on the land, but let people interface with nature in a beautiful way. And leaving roots in is not only better for the trees, but it gives an interesting texture for runners, hikers, and also for bikers to have a kind of a dynamic trail surface.
Right. And more dynamic trail surface, that means the bikers and runners and hikers will burn more energy, which will increase their health. So everyone wins, right?
Everybody wins.
Oh, right here, we're crossing over a creek. There's no water in it now. Looks like there's about a 2-foot diameter culvert thing underneath. Can you describe what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, so this is a culvert that was donated by a community member who was interested in the project. Great guy. He's come out for several of the builds, and he donated his time as well as his expertise as an engineer to help us put this thing in. It is a drainage feature, and so we identified this as potentially a erosion point. So this drainage feature serves two purposes. It levels the trail surface to make it accessible for beginners, and it provides an erosion-resistant surface underneath the trail to keep water flowing and from destroying the trail.
Right. But again, like you said, it's great minimum impact. Instead of doing something more invasive, you're basically keeping this natural feature. So when the mountain bikers come by, they'll be able to see this, and maybe sometimes there might be water running through here, which will just add to the experience, I guess.
Flowing water is one of the coolest features of this trail, and so we get into the creek area a couple points, and I think it's going to be one of the best features.
Runners are and walkers will be able to use this, Isaiah?
That's right. So the dream is to use it as a multi-use trail system. It should be appropriate for hikers, runners, people that are just wanting to take a walk, or even special events in the future if we choose to use it for that.
Okay, wow, the birds are really singing. And so you're going to keep it as natural as possible. Can I assume then you will not be putting down any stone or wood chip mulch or anything?
So if we use stone, we use natural stone from this area.
Okay, cool.
And what stone can help us do is provide, again, a natural surface that's found here, but it increases the erosion resistance of the trail surface. So we've used that at a couple points to accomplish just that, and that extends the life of the trail, and it's better for the water systems.
Gotcha. Okay, we're coming across a low spot with a whole bunch of orange flags. Can you tell us what I'm looking at right now?
So this will be another project for another weekend.
Oh, okay.
And this is, again, another point where you can see waters crossing the trail. And we'll use that natural stone surface to basically harden it out, allow water to pass naturally, but keep the trail bed from eroding.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned something early, which you hit the nail on the head. Water is so peaceful and rejuvenating to look at. Once this is done, and if there's water in here, if I was on this trail, I might want to stop and spend 15 minutes just looking and taking it in. That wouldn't be so bad, would it?
That'd be ideal.
Where are we now, or where does the trail go?
So this is the end of the constructed trail line here.
Gotcha.
And if you look off to our left, you can see kind of the planned out sections. You can almost see the shape, but it's not cut in yet. So we just use these fine pin flags, is what we call them, to determine a contour for the trail. And that way, when our volunteers come in, they have a pretty clear idea of what the trail should look like.
And as National Bike Month winds down, Isaiah is inviting the public to come out to Touch of Nature this Saturday to work on the trail. But heads up, sweat could be involved.
That's fair to say. It's a team process. I almost consider it a team sport. We come out as a team. We work in small groups. We're excavating basically the top layer of organic soil. And we're defining a trail that's going to provide the best experience. And that requires use of tools, shovels, picks. Requires a lot of digging, a lot of moving dirt. And we kind of tread lightly to keep the most minimum impact that we can.
Before we end this interview, let's get these tools in the truck,
yeah,
in the van. And I want you, so these tools are what the people that volunteer will be using.
Oh yeah.
And paint a picture with words. Looks like about a, this one tool I'm looking at has about a 3.5 foot wooden handle. It's got an axe on one side, but a flattened piece of metal on the other. Go ahead and describe this, and what do you use it for?
Well, so this is a Pulaski.
Just like the county.
Yeah, just like the county. It looks like something that might make an appearance on The Walking Dead. Right, and it's got an axe blade on one side and a mattock end on the other. This is a grubbing tool is what we call it, and so it's used for getting down into the dirt, for clearing out roots, and starting to build a trail surface for this second tool that we have here to come through.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop you right there. I do see a tick right there, and I'm going to let you get that bad boy off. That's just a part of being out in nature.
Plenty of hitchhikers.
Yes. Now, that Pulaski, and so people, when they come out to volunteer, they can use something like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we give a safety demonstration every time. We have trained staff that are here checking in with safety, from personal needs, just to tool use, and everything in between. So they will get a chance to use some of these tools.
All right. Here's something else, a longer tool. And the end of it, it looks like it has a bunch of teeth on it. And I'll let you explain more.
So this is a classic. It is a clunker. This one has been around for sure. And it's a very useful tool. It's called the McLeod.
Oh, the McLeod.
Yep. Kind of a fancy name. It's got a rake on one side. So those teeth, about 3 inches. Good for getting in the dirt. Kind of grinding things up. And then on the other end, you have kind of a long, flat blade. And this is used to flatten out the trail surface and get it prepared for us to finally tamp it down.
Probably kind of a nice, satisfying feeling to know you're out here getting nature ready for people in this day and age to enjoy nature, but knowing that generations before you, people were out here living in harmony. Don't you think so?
It does.
Yeah.
It's amazing to get to be a part of it, but also to create that experience for the next generation of students and even the community members that live here.
If you're interested in helping this Saturday, just call Touch of Nature, 453-1121. And you can also hear more from our hike in the woods by going to our website, news.wsiu.org. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.